just have a couple of handouts for you. Trying to find a microphone. Do I sit here?
Or yeah, that'd be fine.
Sure. It's different everywhere I go. So thank you very much for allowing me to come and give you an update of our activities at Ozarks Water Watch and Table Rock Lake Water Quality. I called and asked the secretary if I could do this because there are some things that are good programs that citizens of Taney County can also take advantage of. And I just wanted to bring these to your attention, and I kept it to one page so you can easily read through it and see that. So one of those handouts I gave to you are Ozarks Water Watch, a nonprofit organization that covers the entire Upper White River Basin. Half of it is in Missouri, half of it is in Arkansas. It encompasses all of Taney County, Christian County, Stone County, quite a few other counties in Missouri, Berry, part of Berry County, part of Douglas, and Ozark counties, some of Greene County, and a little bit of Lawrence County and Webster County. But then into Arkansas, we have Carroll, Marion, Washington, Benton, and a bunch of others that we cover as well. So basically the headwaters of the White River on through the lakes, Beaver Lake, Table Rock Lake, Taney Como, and Bull Shoals. I wanted to bring to your attention mostly the wastewater programs that we have available for the public, but I'll go through these just one by one. I think I have 10 minutes or so. So monitoring of water quality, that's one of the things that Ozarks Water Watch has done for quite a long time. And in fact, I myself got started that way. And my name is Gopala Borschelt. I'm not sure if I introduced myself. And I started working for Ozarks Water Watch as a graduate student back in 2004. And took samples throughout the entire Upper White River basin so we could get a baseline on what our water quality picture looks like. So since then, we've continued to monitor and take samples every year, and we put out a report on our website that you can see at ozarkswaterwatch.org. And overall, we're doing very well compared to a lot of places in the world and across the nation. So we want to keep it that way. And that also involves a lot of the public in looking at their water and knowing, you know, how healthy their streams are. We've got some invasive species that you may have heard of recently that are coming in, and we're monitoring to see how that changes the water quality. Zebra mussels, and there's also this tiny snail that's coming in. Bull Shoals has been impacted heavily by the zebra mussels. And the water quality is going to be changing. I can answer questions about that if you'd like. Moving on to wastewater treatment, we want to congratulate you all for doing a pump-out program, I think is on the agenda for an update. And that was exciting. I know of some people that took advantage of that, and that was 100% help for them. That was really, really neat. We tried to promote that for you all, too, when we heard about that. We do have a pump-out program going on now that covers the entire Missouri side of the Upper White River Basin. So that would also include Taney County. That's funded by the Missouri Department of Conservation. And it's a $50 rebate. So it's not 100%. It's not nearly what you all had. But if you would pass that along to folks, we appreciate it. We've done a lot of these $50 rebates, and the big hook for us is that it draws them to contact us at our phone number, and then we can answer any questions that they might have about where their sewer system is located, how it's maintained, that it needs some maintenance, what to do, what not to do. And so we give them a lot of good resources, a list of pumpers that we know are reputable, and then a rebate for $50. We also have a septic replacement program that is really good for people who just don't have the money, but they've got a failing tank, like it's caved in. Some of the old metal ones we've found, people have fallen in them. Or they're outbuilding, they build on top of it, and it's caved in, or this or that. We've seen all kinds of things. I think the craziest one we've ever seen was an old Chevy Bel Air that was used as a septic tank. And it was just running into that. It was a pipe that went into this old car that was buried, and I don't know what the thinking behind that one was, but that was the craziest one we'd ever found. And we offer to lower income level, they can get 100% grant and loan combination covering the whole cost of replacement of that, and then they'll just pay that loan back. Zero interest over a period of years that we work out that they can handle that payment. So we can go up to 10 years on that payment. So want to make you aware of that. Send them our way if somebody needs a new septic tank or they've got a situation that's detrimental to health because it's failing. And that covers a lot of Ozark County on over west to, of course, all of Taney County and Stone County. And Berry County, a lot of Berry County as well, and on north up into the James River. Ozarks Clean Water Company is a nonprofit sewer company that Table Rock Lake Water Quality started, and we are continuing that program through Ozarks Water Watch since Table Rock Lake Water Quality and Ozarks Water Watch are now one organization. And we continue to take on smaller treatment plants and water systems. And we maintain those and charge the customers in those subdivisions the fees that are responsible for maintaining those. And then we do a lot of education and outreach to public events. One of our events is the shoreline cleanup on Taney Como, and that is growing. We've had a really good one this past year where we cleaned up a lot of debris, about 5 tons or so, and 50 tires. And the public comes out from Forsyth and helps us at the Forsyth locations and Rockaway Beach and then also at Branson. Besides that, we do a lot of online work. We put out newsletters, everything from zebra mussels and septic tanks to national legislation that might affect water quality in our areas and in the counties, and like the WERDA bill or some of the EPA regulations that may be well intended, but sometimes they kind of put a damper on some of our efforts, or they're misunderstood. So we try to put out news on that. So I'd encourage all of you to sign up online for our newsletter. And the other sheet that I handed out to you was just our priorities for our organization and our board, just for your information. And I think that pretty much covers it. We do, as a nonprofit 501c3, we don't advocate for changes in policy or for changes in regulation. We don't actually act as an advocacy group that's against our ethics. However, we do see the positive in some of the regulation proposals, so we will talk about that from our point of view from water quality. And one of the ones I want to point out is, as in Stone County, where we have an ordinance that encourages the inspection at the time of sale or property transfer, we would like to see that statewide. We understand that there are different situations in different counties, and generally the counties handle wastewater when it comes to septic systems. But we would like to see a little bit more consideration given to that aspect of a home, because we've seen so many situations where it is not a good at all, where the individual doesn't even realize that septic system is there and that needs to be treating their wastewater. So we'd like to have inspection be a part of property transfer at the time of sale. So just for wastewater treatment. And with that, thank you very much.
You said, I got one question. Zebra mussels and tiny snails?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how is that going to change the water quality?
Zebra mussels and these snails are both filter feeders, so okay. They will actually filter out everything from bacteria, such as E. coli, to the tiny zooplankton, phytoplankton, which is the suspended algae that makes the water tint green, and phytoplankton would be the little tiny organisms. So they'll filter those out. Similar to that bryozoa, I don't know if y'all have ever been down to Bull Shoals when the water dropped real quickly and it had these big masses of gelatinous goo hanging off of all of the branches that were unsubmerged. They also filter feed. So we've got a lot of nutrients in our water, and it's allowed these things to explode. And actually in the spring, you'll see a red tinge to the water, and that's the microscopic spawn of the zebra mussels. My dad lives on Bull Shoals, and he sent me pictures of that, and I said, wow, that's amazing. And other things are eating those, too. So it's created a lot more fertile fishery, in one way. But if it does, it just depends on the whole dynamic. If you got high water and then it drops, a whole bunch of them can die, and then the decay of those masses can actually take oxygen out of the water, and you can have fish kills.
Okay.
It just changed the whole dynamic of it. I mean, I'll give you lots of examples, but those are some of them.
Mm-hmm. I know it's a major problem with all the boat docks on Bull Shoals and all the fishermen that have reported things to me. It's where you have some of them trot line, some of them, mm-hmm. The fishermen said that, they put a trot line out and overnight it'll be
encrusted.
It'll be a 1 or 2 inch circle of the whole thing. And do we see, or do you see any solution to the problem as far as control of these?
There are solutions that have been worked out in the Great Lakes area. I mean, that's been a huge problem for water intakes and boats and the whole fishing and shipping industry in the Great Lakes, because they've had that zebra mussel for years now, for decades now. And some of the things that the scientists and marine biologists have been working on there are chemicals to reduce their spawning, so that they don't reproduce, because they only have a certain life cycle and they'll die off. So the downside to that is that you kill some of your own mussels and some of your native species, and it just, they also don't like the hot water, so that's different here. We've got nice cold lakes up in the Great Lakes area, but when it gets nice and hot down in the Ozarks, and you get the 90-degree weather for a couple weeks in a row, you're going to have a die-off right in the middle of summer of the zebra mussels. They just open up. And then the red-eared sunfish go to town. And so you'll have an explosion of those doing real good. So, I mean, it's going to change things. We'll just have to wait and see about that. But as far as putting some kind of chemical in the water that'll reduce their reproduction, there's worry about how that might impact other things too. So, we don't want to make it toxic. But they're pretty resilient. They'll come back as long as they can.
On the wastewater treatment on your pump out program,
mm-hmm.
You might get with John.
Okay.
Maybe you guys already have talked, but it might be something in the future years we could, with the monies combined, might be able to do it for more, even more people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Yeah.
And then if our funds, I mean, anyways, there might be some ideas and some different ways to collaborate. So you might get with John in the near future and see. I'm assuming he's going to talk to us about next year's on the budget. I'm assuming. I don't know what he's just on here for pump up program update. So.
Right, and anyways, so we would be totally happy to help promote that, too, and get that out to our newsletter following and out onto our social media and that, because we do pretty good with that kind of outreach.
Right.
So
I assume, Brandon, what you're talking about is probably if they're paying $50, would there be any way that we could tap into that resource and us not have to pay the full amount of a pump out. The only thing that I would
we'll just make it go further. So instead of how many houses are we doing right now, John?
We're doing 500,
and they're doing 700 at the you know. So it might be a combined effort to do more. I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. That's why I said this.
Yeah, from what I understand, the county contracts with a particular pumper, and we could do that just for Taney County. You know, we'd be like, if you're in Taney County, this is the program. The other counties is the, you know, default back to our program. And, we'd be open to do that for sure. Yeah. We've done all kinds of things with partnerships, so.
But your 700 is over the expansion of the entire counties that you talked about earlier.
That's right.
Yeah, the watershed. So we're doing 500 a year just in the small portion of the watershed that's in Taney County. But what we're asking, and I'm sure that's what Brandon was asking, is if there's any way that we can apply the $50 without a bunch of maybe government regulation or anything, because we see the simplest way to clean up our water is to promote these programs without burden to our citizens or taxpayers for a bunch of. We have inspectors that John goes out and looks and tells them if they have a problem and makes a note of it and all these things. So the more government agencies that you have, the more complicated things get. I'm a not big government person, and I don't plan on trying to burden the citizens down with something that we're trying to take care of right now. And I don't know whether this has anything to do with the snail problem but a few years back, and I'm talking 10 or 12 years ago, there was fishermen that came to me and talked to me about the waters on Bull Shoals Lake. And down past K-Dock, there was a slime on the rocks and everything that came on the rocks, and as the water went up and down, this slime change colors, you know, it'd die out and then it would come back. Mm-hmm. When the more and more treatment plants that the Sewer District implemented throughout Taney County, that line started moving up the river. And as these projects came to pass, the line moved up the river. Now, it's not completely gone, but it is almost back to where it rounds the bend down here at the, what's the popular fishing hole down here at right below down Barker Hole. It's just right there on the corner.
Yeah.
It's where they say that portion ends. So there's been a great effort by the citizens of Taney County to clean up the water. And there's been a great effort by the Sewer District to make those projects work. And as we do those projects, as we see the result, it encourages everyone to be a part of helping clean the water up in Taney County.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's wonderful.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. You've made a lot of progress. So, and that's another reason why we started Ozarks Clean Water Company. It's similar to the Sewer District where they take on the smaller cluster treatment plants, and then they have some conduit, also own some pipeline that takes it to a larger treatment plant.
Mr. Castelletto comes and speaks to us frequently at the Sewer District. And
that's really good progress. And we've seen that across the basin as efforts have gone in like this, and people have become a lot more knowledgeable about how to maintain their own system, and they pretty much understand at a much greater frequency. They understand through our discussions on the phone, through this pump-out program and that, that they own their own utility there when they have a septic tank in the lateral field. So that's what we're trying to get across, is just that knowledge of that, that that's part of the home and it has to work. Yep. So, thank you. Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 346, 344 through 346, 443, and two transfers, one, both for, from Road and Bridge to a transfer station and the courthouse mowing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Previous and executive session minutes.
I didn't see any.
But I didn't see any in there, so. Okay. Intergovernmental agreement by the county and with the city of Forsyth for 911 dispatch services.
Good morning.
Morning.
Do you know what this contract is? It's the basic contract that we have year to year with the city of Forsyth, where we partnered with them. They provide a dispatcher to us, and in turn, we provide them a 24-hour dispatch, and it benefits both of us because we've got the assistance of their dispatcher whenever they're not busy with Forsyth officers, and they've also got the 24-hour dispatch and don't have to upkeep their dispatch facility anymore. So.
Is it the same contract, just change the dates?
Same, yes.
So Frank's already looked at the previous
contract? Yes, Frank's already went over it, and it's just a change of date.
Now, was that last year? That's been 2 years ago, hasn't it?
It's been at least 2 years.
Yeah. That, you just need a motion for approval of this agreement that's already in existence?
Well, it's a
continuation.
That's continuation. Is it a two-year, or is it a what's the date?
I think it's a one-year contract.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Can we have it? Because you don't have it, do you?
They said that he'd be bringing the original.
I've got four originals.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah. Danny, the title is the same as our agendized item, so if you want to go ahead.
Approval of the intergovernmental agreement by the county and with the city of Forsyth for 911 dispatch services.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
What do I? Are you needing a copy of this back?
You keep one. Unless I need to take one to Don and you have them.
There's no H in my name, but.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. They're on all
of them. No.
I hold on one second.
Everybody wants to read them.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Uh-huh. They need to go up to our office first.
There's another one right here that's attached.
Oh, this is only one copy because City Force will bring the original to me. So they brought the original. And I don't know, Donna, do they normally go to Nikki first to have something put on and then goes to you?
Well, they just like to be the ones to bring it to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you don't care, take them up to the office upstairs, give them to Nikki, okay. And then Nikki will take care of them with Donna.
Okay.
And as far as the signature now or whatever you need, I don't know. You guys need to... I think that way there's a proper paper trail in the filing system. That way you know where everything's at with all the offices. So. Thank you.
Board appointments.
Well, there's several board appointments that were there, but I looked this morning and we were needing to replace Ronnie Melton's position on the P&Z board, but we didn't have anyone from Scott Township. So if we could get the news media to help us out there with the Scott Township P&Z. I know you did a nice article on that last time. I seen it in there, but a lot of times people don't know what township they live in, and it's a state statute that they reside in the township. Is there seven? I believe there's seven of them. But they have to reside in that township before they can serve on the board. And we have others that have came to us with applications, but they live in another township that's already being represented. So if we could get that out there that we need someone from Scott Township to replace that position. Another thing is the park board was on this list also, and the park board doesn't meet till next February. They have a span in the wintertime where they don't meet because of the inactivity of the parks projects doesn't take place. So in February, we'll move this appointment of the park board up to February. And we would like as many applicants as we could possibly get. There's some real good applicants that's already in, but we would like to extend that to February. I think we have a couple. The IDA has a couple of positions, too.
Well, hey, you just want to go in order?
Huh?
SB 40 Development Connection Board.
Do you have apps on it? Applications?
Uh-huh.
And we don't have to do this like it's been done in the past, but usually they send... a list of applicants, and there's usually on that board there's anywhere from 3 to 5 applicants on that is right. Sent over by them, and we don't have that, so I didn't see it this morning's reason.
Well, and there might be people still willing to serve. And,
right. Their Candy, names are on the list also.
Right. Candy County Enhancement District Board. Normally there's also a sheet that says whose term is up. And
right. Which one was that?
This is the Taney County Enhancement District. TCED. So I don't know what we have coming up on that one. EEZ board. That's an Enhanced Enterprise Zone. Board of Equalization. Probably not ready to do that one yet, are we?
No.
We have applicants, right?
We've got a couple applicants on it, which is good.
Why aren't we ready to do that?
I guess we can, but
it changes, Mike.
So we've got six, 7
months. It's
like
July.
This is
when that takes place. It's a BOE.
Right.
And it changes. A lot of times we've had in the past named someone, they decide they don't want to be on it, or they move out, or things like that.
I mean, it's a little early, 7 months in advance.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in this list in the staff, I think if you do it in January.
Right.
And Steve would suggest that you should be appointing your board members.
Okay.
The 911 Advisory Board.
Dude.
So we've got three coming off that are expired.
Does it have anything about?
Jimmy Russell, Kent Crutcher, and Daryl Coons.
And do they have they stated that they want to remain on there or?
There's one applicant.
Okay. I'd like to get those named, especially.
Is this the advisory board for our current 911, or is this the 911 board that's set by state statute?
It's the 911 that's set by state statute that we got to redo, isn't it?
Isn't there two 911 boards?
One's an advisory board, the other one is the actual board that's at.
Right. Industrial development. We've got two that are expiring off this board. We've got one, two, three applicants on that. One of them is an existing board member, Jonas Argus.
Right, and probably, Brandon, if we can take care of that, because they meet on a regular basis, I think we need to probably go ahead and do that one today if we can.
Go ahead and reappoint him and then... And
reappoint Jonas Argus is on there in his position as...
And then Scott Skoglund's our second appointment that's up. And we can look at the applications at that time. You want to go ahead and move to appoint? I'll move to appoint or reappoint Jonas Argus to the Industrial Development Authority of Taney County, the IDA board.
IDA, I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now Scott's on there now, isn't he?
Right, but he hasn't reapplied, so we need to make sure he's either willing or look at the other applicants.
That's one thing that we do have a problem with, and that's what I mentioned before there about the BOE and if you're...
We've got... one on the library board that's expiring, Teresa Miller. And we have two applicants. She's not one of them.
I'll make a motion to reappoint Teresa Miller.
She hasn't reapplied. So we need to make sure she's willing before we... Make sure she's willing.
That's fine.
Because you have two applicants on that. Park Board, we've got, we need to fill Mr. Melton's chair. And then we have Randy Lumley, who is expiring at the end of this year. And we have four applicants on that one.
I'd like to do that in February, if you don't care.
So that'll be an empty board appointment?
There's no meeting of the park board. I visited about that earlier. We don't have any meetings through December up to February.
Okay. Plan and zoning board. I know you talked about that. We've got George Kramer, who filled the unexpired term of Mr. Schofield when he became presiding commissioner. So I don't know if anybody, I mean, I actually talked with Mr. Kramer earlier today, but it wasn't about planning and zoning. So.
We had such a difficult time filling that position. I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and fill and put Mr. Kramer back on the board.
Willing?
And then we'd like one for Scott Township.
Is he willing?
Yes.
Second?
All in favor?
Did
Aye.
You make a motion?
He Aye. Did. Aye. Motion carries.
Sometimes you say I move to, and sometimes you just, I'll do this. So I never know with you, Danny.
You never know?
I never know. Senior board, we've got
Ms. Campbell that's expiring this year. We have one applicant, and it's not her. I don't know if she's willing or not. So do we need to reach out to her, or do we want to look at that board?
Brendan, on all those that have sitting members, I think we'll have the ladies in our office
contact
all those board members that are sitting existing on the boards and see if they want to be reappointed on those, but we don't have enough applicants to fill it. So,
Transportation Advisory Board, we've got Mr. Caperton and then also Mr. Youngblood. I believe Mr. Youngblood's not wanting to be reappointed. I don't know about Mr. Caperton.
Last time I talked to Brian, he said no.
Okay, well, we might have two positions there open up. We have one applicant. And then Sewer Board, we've got one that's expired, and I know he's willing to, from what I understand, he turned in an application, so that's Mr. Easley. So, and there's no other applicants. You want to move to appoint Mr. Easley to the Sewer Board? Do you have any other applicants?
Got several people that has talked to me about it. So we just need to, it came out in the newspaper, we need to get look at those applicants and see.
So there are some applicants?
Mm-hmm. People that have said they wanted to serve on the sewer district.
Do we have the applicants?
I mean, they're waiting on that paper, but I don't know where.
When do we need to appoint someone?
It's up December 31st.
Yeah, December 31st is this next 4 weeks or so. If we can get some assistance, and I know, and I applaud the newspaper for putting those articles in there, but if we can get some assistance from them and maybe the radio station on these positions, and Brandon, you said, you know, we might get the ladies upstairs to call those existing members. I think that'd be a good idea. And then we'll need to fill several of those positions before the first of the year.
How many vacancies do we have on the sewer board?
Just one.
Just one. And no other terms are expiring?
I don't think so.
We have one at the end of 2016, one at the end of 17, and two at the end of 18. I did make a motion, so I don't know if you want
to. Oh, did you make
I don't know if you want to second it or die for lack of second or whatever you want to do.
Oh, I'll second your motion. All in favor?
Well, discussion. Danny, is there anybody? I just know it's hard to get people to.
I can name off about three or four people. I'd rather not till they do, but there's three or four people that contacted me in the last week or so wanting to serve on the sewer district because they knew there was a vacancy coming up. So.
I just know he's got some history, and everybody else on our board besides you doesn't. We're starting to lose a lot of the. I guess Mr. Fabian's got a lot of history just with the sewer in general.
Yeah.
Mike, do you want to wait and see the other applicants, or do you want to go ahead and...
We can bring this back up next Monday.
So whatever you want to do.
I think we can wait one more week and see who else applies.
Well, all these boards have to have people appointed, and it would be probably good to set a date that if we don't have anybody, any further applicants, by the middle of December or something like that, that all the boards will be filled either with existing members that want to serve or new applicants.
And then that starts about the first of the year.
Right. Yeah, that all starts when they have the deadline or whatever. Well, we've got a motion, a second on the floor. So do you want to rescind your second? No. Send my motion. If you want, or we can vote on it, whatever you want to do.
I'm willing to, if we've got more applicants, then I'd like to see them. So I'll rescind my second.
Send my motion.
All right.
So we made one appointment, or two? Jonas and Kramer?
Yeah, Jonas and Kramer. Some of those, by the first of the year, what makes it difficult is to have a quorum.
Right.
And that P&Z position needs to be filled. The one with Scott Township needs to be filled by the first of the year because it's very important that they have a quorum in that.
Have they already appointed a new chair?
If they have, I don't know about it, and I don't think they've had a meeting since since then. But I did hear the other day that Steve Adams was the chairperson.
Okay.
Next on the agenda, septic pump out program update.
Yeah, just thank you for putting me on the agenda this morning. Just wanted to come and give you an update regarding the septic tank pump-out program and where we're at thus far. As of October 1st, we had issued our 500 approvals. They had been granted out to citizens within Taney County. As per the last invoice that I received from Borman Septic Service, we had pumped 441 properties. And the cost so far to date, the program is $67,830. That cost currently represents 1.1% of the total sewer sales tax that we've received so far this year to date. So for its the lowest impact that it has on the overall sales tax fund, it's a good program as far as the benefits and the help it brings to the citizens of Taney County. Borman staff and I currently were working with the remaining property owners, 59. That number's a lot less right now. They've made a lot of work in contacting several of these individuals, but at the time of this report, we had 59 property owners still outstanding that we were trying to contact and move them forward to locate their septic tanks, get them uncovered, and so Borman's can come over to get them pumped out. Late last week in talking with the lady at Borman's, I think we were down to 19. So we're getting pretty close to getting those addressed. I've got 10 property owners so far have opted out of the program for various reasons. Some folks waited till the last minute and just decided that they didn't want to have to go to the time or the expense to have their septic tank uncovered or located. And as soon as I issued the 500, I started a standby list, and currently I have 10 people on the standby list, and I filled these 10 spots with 10 people that I had on there before the 10 that we are waiting to try to get into program now. And I have those 10, I have made them aware of the Ozarks Water Watch program and Gopala's organization, that they do have a program available that could address them now. I still maintain them on the standby list just in case we should have more people opt out of the program, though. But I do make them aware of their program as well. The Branson zip code area represented the most pump outs to date at 110. Forsyth zip code area was second with 82, and Ridgedale area was third with 57. I would say that the Branson zip code area, you know, represented the most pump outs just because of the size of it. It's a very large zip code area. So, you know, extends all the way up to 248 Highway and then down T Highway, which we had several pump outs down in that location. The way that Mr. Erickson set this up and how we bid this program by the zip code areas has worked really well. He done a good job when he set it up to be bid that way. It's a good way to track it and a good way to zero in on the cost per area with the haulers and stuff. 56% of those participating in the program, I didn't know what size their septic tank was, you know. That's kind of amazing to me, but I deal with this every day, but just a lot of folks didn't have any idea the size of their tank or how they was being served. And a part of that goes to that a lot of the folks that I dealt with, too, were second and third owners of property. So this program, it paid for them to have their septic tank pumped out and encouraged them to participate in the program, but it also allowed them, to seek that information, to find that information out about their system that they had no idea about, before the program. And so that's a good thing with that and how that encourages that. And Borman's is really good at taking time to spend on each location with the property owner to answer any questions that they may have regarding their septic tank or how it works and the size of it and so on and so forth. As of the date of this report, 405,550 gallons of untreated wastewater has been removed from the environment of Taney County and transported to the City of Hollister's Municipal Wastewater Treatment Facility for treatment to a level as required by the EPA and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, after which it is discharged back into the environment of the county as part of the wastewater treatment facility's normal effluent discharge. The structure of the program encouraged property owners to participate that may not have otherwise pumped their septic tanks out. We tried to keep the program as simple as we can. We've done a lot of applications over the internet through email. That worked very well. Even with that, we still had a large number of people that walked in and picked up an application, filled it out in the office. But we try to keep the application pretty straightforward and pretty simple. And I think a lot of people were amazed. They came in the office with anxiety over having to fill out a bunch of paperwork. And when they saw really what they had to do, it surprised them how simple, how quick it was to get approved and get in the program. As of last year, the program, we identified on some locations problems that were, if left unchecked, could have resulted into a larger problem and more expense to the property owner in finding issues within their septic tanks that they just didn't know about, and you don't know about them unless you open them up and go through this exercise. But we had several routes and different. We had a couple that had some baffle issues that, if left unchecked, could have resulted in some, large expenses for the property owners in given time and with the situation not being addressed. This program, I believe, it works really well in creating an environment of discussion between myself and Mike and Scott, who also are involved in this program with me, and the property owners and the hauler, to where we can talk with the property owners and educate them, as Gopala does with her organization, on the importance of maintaining their septic tanks and the ways to go about that and the different things that go into proper septic tank maintenance. So that's another really good thing about this program. People that otherwise probably wouldn't be talking to somebody about how septic tank works, this program kind of encourages that, And especially in this area, we have so many people moving to the Branson area that are from cities where they had public sewer service available, and now they're on a septic tank. And again, working in this environment, I take a lot of things for granted, but people. It's kind of surprising, when you get to talking about people and how they just don't understand, that there's a septic tank that's buried under the ground and there's a lateral field out there that they walk on. Their kids are playing over the top of it every day and they don't understand how that works. So it's really good for that and to be able to exchange that information with the property owners. We've received a lot of positive feedback again as last year with Borman's staff and taking the time to meet with the property owners and educate them and to answer any questions they may have on site in an unhurried fashion. We've had a lot of people call back and just let me know what a good job they did and how cheerful they was working in the environment that they work in. Some people couldn't believe that people could be that cheerful working in around septic tanks and stuff, but they were really surprised and real satisfied with the work that they had done out there. As stated earlier, I've got 10 people on the standby list right now, just hoping that a spot becomes available for them. As we start moving forward to try to wrap this program up, we could have a couple more opt out, and if so, those people will be moved in into the program to fill out the 500 slots. And again, I do make them aware of Gopala's organization too if they want to do something anytime sooner. And I explain to them that there's no guarantee I can get them in the program, but I do put them on the standby list. I think other organizations, as Gopala mentioned, a lot of the organizations, environmental organizations that we deal with are really appreciative and think it's a great thing that Taney County's taking the step, to fund this program and try to encourage the people to pump their septic tanks out and things like that. And again, I'm glad we have the sewer sales tax here in Taney County that pays for all things wastewater related in the county. There's not any other counties I know of that has something like that, a funding source that can be used to do as much good as it does and it has done over the years, that's for sure. Again, as of last year, I planned to make the database available to the Regional Sewer District. We are cataloging each of these properties by the parcel ID number and with hopes that Allen down at the Sewer District on the GIS program can locate these properties on their database. An exercise in trying to locate all the properties that are on septic tanks in Taney County, which is a pretty big task to do, but through this program, we can, start identifying those properties, and hopefully this will help Allen be able to get them on that database. So given time, we can start whittling that number down to the unknowns. But basically, that's about it. This program, if we do this again, and I've talked with Gopala, she's just in our brief time of discussion there, she's mentioned a couple of concepts that might work well to where our two organizations could work together on the pump out program. So we plan to pursue that and see what we can come up with and bring back to you commissioners for your consideration on that. But this is our last season as far as this current bid that we're working under with Boardman Septic Service. Their bid will terminate on January 2nd, 2016. So if we do this program again, which I hope we do, I think it's a great program that has a minimal impact on the overall sales tax fund. It does a lot of good for the citizens, but if we do this again, we will need to go back out for bidding to bid out those hauling services.
So. When do they start doing the pump outs?
Spring? I'm sorry.
When do they start doing the pump outs? Spring, or do they start in January?
Basically, we tried to start as early as we could.
Do we need to go out for bid now, or do
yeah,
we
just, yeah.
Why don't you get with Ron Erickson and
yep.
start the process?
We've got the wheel already invented. Okay. Ron done a good job on that, and I think using the zip code areas identifies each location and gives the bidder a good basis on which to base their bids on as far as travel, fuel, and all of that. So I plan to talk with Ron.
Yeah,
and
I'd get with him so there's less delay. And
gotcha.
And whoever gets the bid, they can go ahead and get started on whatever applicants we have for next year. So.
Gotcha. Good deal.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank
any
you,
questions?
John. I have any.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And
appreciate
thanks for already getting with
Oh, yeah. I think she's got some good ideas back there.
Well, instead of 500 houses, maybe we can do 650 or 700.
That'd be great.
City of Hollister Funding Agreement for Collection Systems Inflow and Infiltration Remediation Project Phase 2.
Good morning. Okay. The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above referenced project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $13,733. However, during the time it has taken to put the funding agreement together, obtaining all necessary approvals and bringing it before the county commission, the city has completed the project and is requesting approval of the funding agreement so the city may be reimbursed for the cost incurred to have the damaged section of 18-inch diameter by 48-inch long gravity sewer collection pipe repaired by use of CIPP cured-in-place pipe technology. The CIPP method is a no-dig technology in which a resin-saturated tube is inserted into the pipe through a manhole, and then hot water or steam is used to expand and cure the resin-saturated tube in place. The final cost to perform this work was $12,485. The damaged section of pipe was discovered while the city was performing closed-circuit TV inspection of its gravity sewer collection system. The city felt it necessary to move forward with these repairs due to the amount of groundwater entering the collection system through the damaged section of line and the impact it posed to the wastewater treatment plant's capacity and operational efficiency. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on October 1, 2015. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who had approved each copy as to form. This project meets the criteria necessary for approval and is in compliance with the sewer sales tax usage guidelines.
So, to make sure I'm right, the city funds the agreement that we have for the collection system inflow and infiltration remediation project, phase two, it's already been done and it costs less than the $13,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, we need to approve it at the amount given for the reimbursement?
Yes.
Do we need a new contract, or can we just mark out the $13,000 and put in $12,000?
Technically, the $13,000 was based on a cost that was given to Hollister by the contractor to repair the pipe. That's not unusual with most funding agreements. We try to get as close to the dollar amount as we can, but we're still dealing with estimates.
Right.
So it's not unusual for one to come back
but
less than that.
Project's complete.
Yes.
You need reimbursed for the $12,000, not the $13,000?
Yes.
So my question is...
I mean, of course, we'll have to go through the necessary paperwork and the reimbursement letter and so on and so forth.
We're approving the funding agreement.
Yes.
So do we need to change the value on the funding agreement or no?
No, I don't see it, because the only thing we're going to reimburse is what they submit, is what the final cost is anyway. And when we deal with one of these repairs or rehabilitation projects, we have estimates, and then they add like 10% in there just for unknown, so we don't have to come back and go through all that paperwork again. So most of the time, the amount that's actually reimbursed back to the city on not just Hollister, but most cities, is going to be the final cost is going to be less than what we've approved anyway. But Hollister just had a window of opportunity. They had a contractor that had the technologies available, and they went ahead and got the work done while we were trying to get all of this. And this will be we're going to talk about this later, but next year we'll have a more known about what projects we're going to be coming before the commission than what we have in the past up to date, because it's kind of been as they come up type deals. Going forward, we're going to have better knowledge because we're going to be theoretically pre-approved.
Move to approve the City of Hollister funding agreement for collection system inflow and infiltration. Can't read that. Remediation project.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Assessment maintenance plan agreement 2016 through 2017.
Did you gentlemen have a chance to go through that and read it all?
I read all 23 pages.
I think this assessment maintenance plan also gives us the opportunity to talk a little bit about this. There was a question brought up to me about the vehicle this morning that is going to be leased, and it's, I guess, ready in Jeff City. And do we need to go send a representative up to pick it up, because it'll be took out of GCR and not the assessment maintenance plan agreement? Is that in there?
I don't think that's part of the, that's just.
Well, in expenses it is. I mean, I didn't know whether you had looked at. You guys can be thinking about that. The reason I brought it up, I think it's involved in that, but you can think about how we're going to get that vehicle down here for.
Right. Now, the only questions I had, and I don't know, is Mr. Penn will plan on being here, do you know?
I don't know. I figured that he would be here for this, but.
We haven't received the monies, and I was also going to ask Mr. Finley if the, according to the numbers they gave us, and I know they're not up to date because I think they were as of when we first started getting information on the budget. So it's as of October 31st. We hadn't received very much at all that was budgeted to be received from the state. So I was going to ask why. And then on the tax maintenance plan, they're also budgeting saying we're going to receive funds. Well, are we really going to receive them or not from the state?
I don't know.
We gave them
one question.
Okay, hey, Rick, do you know, sorry, on the... have we received any funds from the state lately? Because since October 31st...
On what?
From the state for the tax... from the State Tax Commission? On the assessment?
I'd have to go look.
Do you know what that number is by chance? 355. See... to date, we've only received $51,000, and we were told we were going to get $140,000. So I didn't know if we'd received any since October 31st.
No, and I don't know whether we're getting that has been sent for either. Don should have that answer.
Yes, it was sent 2 months ago. 2 or 3 months ago.
So we've
talked to probably State Tax Commission and filed. Chuck may know more than what I do.
Okay. Well, those are the only questions I have before we sign a state or a tax maintenance plan.
Right. The way that I understood this, as we talked about this last week and put it on the agenda for today, was that it didn't have to be done until closer to the first of the year. But we was presented with this for us to sign last week. Well, we put it on the agenda for this week because I wanted you boys to read through it.
Thank you, Joanna. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm showing, 51,653.
So until the questions can be answered, I think we need to move on. We don't need to put this back on the agenda.
Well, is Chuck here?
I don't know.
Sometimes it doesn't come through, so you can
Well, it sounds like Danny's. You want to ask him questions now, or you want to wait until we have more answers?
That's what I'm wondering. You've asked a good question. I mean, there's other things that need to be talked about.
I haven't heard anything about them withholding funds, but the state's been really slow about getting a lot of things to us.
Well, in their own documents, they say they're going to be quick to get it out. Well, they ain't quick to get it out if we requested it 2 months ago. So, if we're going to sign something, I want them to hold up their end of the bargain.
Right. All right.
I understand what you're saying on this. The reason I said
I'm talking about the state. No, no, you know, nobody here.
If Chuck comes in and he can't answer that question, which I don't think he can, as far as when they're going to get it to us, they give us money. There's no need in us lingering on this until, and because we got to have our signature on there for what it says we're going to get.
What does it say we're going to get, by the way?
148,120, I think. Unless it's changed. That's, Mike's got the most current one. So now, like, we didn't sign 2014's until January 27th.
Yeah, I know that. This is premature.
Well, I asked last week, and I thought I was told.
Yeah.
There he is. Chuck, we're talking about the tax maintenance plan. Have you heard from the state as opposed to if they're going to send us any of those reimbursements, or do you know? Right now, we've gotten $51,653.99.
I've touched base with them probably twice the last few months. It's coming.
Is there a statute that says when this has to be signed by? Do you know? The reason I ask is, I know we didn't sign it until, for the 14-15, we didn't sign it until January 27th of 14. So I didn't know if we're still going through the starting budget and stuff today. I just want to make sure it wasn't something we needed to have done today. And I'd like to see that the state's going to actually hold up their end of the deal by sending us some funds before we sign something saying we're, you know.
The agreement. What he's stating, I don't know whether you're saying it right, but it's just that the fact that we have to sign it saying that those monies are to be received, because they've got $140,000 wrote in this agreement.
Right.
We haven't received it, and that's what he's saying. Do we need to wait for a period to see if we get the money before we sign the agreement for the next one?
I don't think so. I don't see any reason. I mean, if for some reason they didn't send us the money, I don't think it'd have anything to do with the agreement. I mean, well, as you know, we've gone lots of years and not gotten money, and we had an agreement signed, and the agreement. I asked one assessor back when, I said, what about the maintenance plan when I was first on? And it just, I forget the exact words, but he says, I never look at it. I mean, it's just something they have to do. I mean, they take our budget, they put the numbers in there. And, you know, I had a lady from Clay County, an assessor up there was complaining because they get all their funding in the first quarter, and why I have to keep sending all this information in, and they just send it around corrected. I don't know what the right term would be, but it's...
I think a big question that Brandon has is, it's November the 30th. We can wait to take this up through the month as we work on the budget, and if those monies come in, that will make a difference in the way the budget is adjusted.
How's that, Danny? I'm not following you there.
I said, with the plan, we're working on the budget. We're starting today, this afternoon.
Right.
I don't know when we'll call you in, but you'll be called in here in probably the next week or two.
Right.
And once we get that into place, then I think that's what you're asking, isn't it, Brandon? Then
it says the commission in this form. The commission's meaning the state tax commission. Right? I think in the beginning it says something about definitions. The word commission means the State Tax Commission of Missouri. So I'm going off their form. It says the commission will process quarterly reimbursements requests promptly. So I don't want to sign something saying we're going to do this, and if you guys do this, and then not get any of the money.
Well, again, the commission has signed it over the years, and we didn't get the money.
I understand that, but it also says it is hereby affirmed by the county that an assessment fund has been established. Yada, yada, yada. Well, I'm signing it. They're going to hold my feet to it.
Well, there is an assessment fund established, right?
Right.
But we want it, as accurate as possible. So, again,
you want to wait a couple of weeks to do this?
Yeah. Or, I mean, if that's all right, just make sure.
I think that's what you're stating. That's what I'm trying to clear up, is you're stating that you want to wait a couple of weeks till we get into the budget part of it and feel more comfortable with it.
And know exactly what we've got coming in, because we don't know what we're going to need to provide for your office if they're not going to provide what they said they'd provide.
The definition number two is what you just said. The commission means the state tax commission.
So, yeah, like I said, we don't know what we need to provide you, because if they come up $100,000 short, we need to know that.
Whatever you say.
So you want to, do we need a motion to table this to put it on next week or the following week's agenda, or just not take it up today?
No, we just reschedule it. It's on here as assessment maintenance plan. So we discussed
a note that it had been canceled for today on my computer a while ago, so I didn't.
I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't know that myself. We're just having.
I was watching for you, and then I got a message about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes ago, said it was canceled, so I didn't know what was up.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I guess we'll just, through the budget process, and then we'll finalize it all. So
yeah.
Get you taken care of. Thanks, Chuck.
I guess we'll recess till 10:30, and then